You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on February 8th, 2026. Welcome to episode 6 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and a long feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up is Apparitions, Volcanic Reality with Residual. That was Residual from Apparitions, Volcanic Reality. Next up is Annie A's, The Wind That Had Not Touched the Land. Here is Aria. Thank you. Now I'd like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On February 2nd, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored three Red Leafs with Players of the Week, all in track and field. Between the week of January 26th and February 1st. Emma Cannon earned the women's track honors as she charged in at 23.54 seconds in the 200 meters, the top mark among NCAA Division II runners, and winning among 28 runners in the John Thomas Terrier Classic, which also had a lot of NCAA Division I runners on January 30th. Cannon's 23.54 in 200 meters is just 0.15 seconds behind GNAC's indoor record set by Mariella LeClaire, also of SFU, in 2024. Zachary Jego earned the male track honors as he broke the GNAC indoor record in 400 meters at 47.15 seconds in just his second college race at John Thomas Terrier Classic in Boston on January 31st, 0.07 seconds ahead of Alaska Anchorage's Joshua Cabin set in 2025. And Danish Adams won the field honors as he jumped greater than 14.7 in the men's triple jump, the top mark for a GNAC jumper this season at John Thomas Terrier Classic on January 31st, also the ninth best in GNAC's indoor history. Also on February 2nd, the SFU Athletics website featured Rachel Lukes, the captain for the Red Leafs women's basketball team, who started playing basketball as a young girl in her town of Prince George, with her father playing at the university level and overseas, and an older sister already active in the sport. Rachel Lukes overcame exposure challenges by playing in Team BC, which helped her to be noticed by the head coach Bruce Langford, who's in his 25th season with SFU. Rachel Lukes, who earned a spot in the GNAC preseason all-conference team in 2025, has been a great role model according to her coaches and relishes responsibility of leading her team, which Lukes labels as a fun, supportive, and encouraging culture. In academics, Rachel Lukes is a psychology major with a minor in business and earned the undergraduate scholar's entrance scholarship with distinction. On February 3rd, the SFU news page featured Jane Chanel, who hails from North Vancouver, and a former athlete in softball and track and field, will compete in her third Olympics as part of Canada's skeleton team. In her time with SFU, Jane Chanel earned bronze in the women's 4x400 meters in the NAIA Championships in 2008, followed by winning the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Indoor Crowns in both 60-200 and played 28 games for the softball teams, which won the Association of Independent Association crown and competed in the NAIA World Series all in 2011. On February 4th, SFU Athletics celebrated the National Girls and Women's Sports Day on their Facebook and Instagram pages. Both Red Leafs basketball teams returned to action on February 5th. First with the men's, as they visited Seattle Pacific at Broham Pavilion in Seattle, Washington, where the tip-off was at 5:15 p.m., and the Red Leafs fell to the Falcons 81-70. SFU were led by Mikhail Malubuyak with 19 points, the highest in the game, followed by Tate Christensen with 13, Ajani Jameson with 11, Sartaj Bangu and Joshua Sutton with 10 points each among 7 scorers. Meanwhile, Seattle Pacific were co-led by Trace Evans, Henry Sandberg with 16 points each, Grant Coleman with 13, and Connor Drinkwine with 12 among 8 scorers. Later on, the Red Leafs women's basketball capped off February 5th as they hosted the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks at West Gym on the Burnaby Mountain campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. and SFU were shaded by Northwest Nazarene 77-71. The Nighthawks were led by Kendall Clark with 15 points, followed by Ellie Huckman with 13, and Bo Bregman with 11 among 9 scorers. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Sophie Bergeron with 18 points, the highest in the game, Haley DeWell with 16, and Rachel Lukes with 11 among 7 scorers. 4 events were on tap for February 6. Both SFU track and field teams started in the Nevada Wolf Classic and combined events at Reno Sparks Convention Center in Reno, Nevada, were the first events for Day 2. Women's weight throw and long jump for both genders started at 10 a.m. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff for preliminaries for finals events, with the times in minutes and seconds. With distances generally in meters. In the men's long jump, Nathan Roth leaped 7.18 for third, while Rachel Watkins won the women's 1 mile run, which is 1,609 meters, at 5:01.89. In the women's 400 dash, Charlotte Bosma finished 8th at 57. Veronica D was the runner-up in the women's 800 at 2:11.15, only behind the former SFU runner Addie Townsend, currently of New Balance, at 2:05.15. Emma Connor won the women's 200 at 23.19, and Jacob Hall earned a 5th in the men's 200 at 21.32. A side note, not every event in the Nevada Wolf Classic and combined events had preliminaries. Meanwhile, the SFU softball started in the CSUSM West Coast Challenge at Rosetta Canyon Sports Park in Lake Elsinore, California, with the first game against Concordia Irvine starting at 11:30. And the Red Leafs fell to the Eagles 6-1. Highlighted by CUI's 4-run barrage in the top of second, while SFU was limited to 3 hits in 7 innings. The Red Leafs played their second game against the San Francisco State Gators. SFU jumped to a 4-run lead in the top of first, capped off by Cassidy Affeldt's 2-run home run off Alexis Perez, but San Francisco scored 2 runs in the bottom half and had a 7-run barrage in the bottom of fourth for a 9-5 lead. Cassidy Affeldt hit her second 2-run jack in the top of 7th, also off Alexis Perez to force a 9-9 tie, part of another Red Leafs 4-run rally, followed by another 3 runs in the 8th for a 12-9 lead, but Mala Moreira hit a 3-run walk-off home run in the bottom half of Avery Rust as the Gators won 13-12 in 8 innings. 11 events were on tap for February 7th. Both SFU track and field teams started in the Harry Jerome Indoor Games at Richmond Olympic Oval in Richmond, where the first event, 800-meter racewalks for both genders, started at 8:30. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff for preliminaries for finals events, with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. Jackson Burhell, competing as unattached, clocked in at 7.15 for 6th in the men's 60 open. And Serena Kennedy Hailu ran in at 8.21 for 6th in the women's 60 open. Both of these 60 open runs had preliminaries followed by the finals. Meanwhile, the SFU softball resumed in the CSUSM West Coast Challenge at Rosetta Canyon Sports Park in Lake Elsinore, California, against Vanguard, with the first pitch at 9:30 a.m., and the Red Leafs fell to the Lions 7-3, highlighted by Vanguard's 3 runs in the top of third, followed by Ad Portillo's solo shot off Avery Rust, part of another 2 runs in the 5th, while SFU scored 2 runs in the bottom of 6th and a run in the 7th, and were out hit 12-3. Meanwhile, other Red Leafs track and field players competed in the Nevada Wolf Classic and combined events at Reno Sparks Convention Center in Reno, Nevada, were the first events for the final Day 3. Women's shot put and 60-meter preliminaries started at 10 a.m. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff from preliminaries for finals events. Emma Connon earned second in the women's 400 dash at 52.48, only behind Annales Coma of Nevada at 52.31, while Zachary Jago finished second in the men's 400 dash at 47.28, only behind Johnny Blockberger of Sharks Elite at 46.24. Raya Matanovic won the women's 600 at 131.92. Benjamin Schoeming earned third in the men's 3000 at 832.58. And the quartet of Tyson Carr, Colton Plummer, Liam Barnes, and Zachary Jekyll earned third in the men's 4x400 relay at 314.29. In the Nevada Wolf Classic and combined events at Reno Sparks Convention Center in Reno, Nevada. The Red Leafs men's wrestling team competed in three duels at Vanguard University, at Freed Center for Leadership in Costa Mesa, California, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the SFU winners. First, against the host Vanguard Lions, where the duels started at 10 a.m. from what I understand, Arad Ahangi doubled up Isaiah Torres 4-2 in 133. Hugh Wheeler tumbled Joseph Davis at 108 in 165. Arash Rusty dominated Mason Hernandez in 174 via a 25 technical fall, as the Red Leafs were swarmed by the Lions 35-14. SFU competed against Simpson University for Duel 2, where Arad Ahangi defeated Giovanni Bertolino 11-5 in 133. Marcus Lee overwhelmed Jay Everhart via a 19-7 major decision in 141. Gordon Gibson upended Carlos Martinez at 201 in 157. Arash Rosti won in 174 via a forfeit. Owen Gustmanson dominated Jamie Cavan in 184 via a 19-4 technical fall. And Tafjir Dinsa defeated David Rapp 10-6 in 197 as the Red Leafs bested the Red Hawks 27-24. SFU competed against the Westcliff for Duel 3, where Golden Gibson tumbled Fernando Campos at 135 and 157. Hugh Wheeler dominated Thomas Benicia in 165 via a 19-3 technical fall. Owen Gustmanson blanked Juan Luquin 5-0 in 184. And Tasvir Dinsa dominated Cayman Garcia via a 21-5 technical fall in 197. As the Red Leafs fell to the Warriors 30-19. With SFU finishing 1-2 in their three duels hosted by Vanguard University at Freed Center for Leadership in Costa Mesa, California. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action later on February 7th. First with the men's, as they visited the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets at Altera Woods Gymnasium in Billings, Montana, where the tip-off was at noon Pacific, and SFU fell to Montana State 89-67. The Red Leafs were led by Sertaj Bangu with 16 points, followed by Zach Stone with 13, and Mikhail Malabuyak with 10 among 8 scorers. Meanwhile, the Yellow Jackets were led by Mason Landek with 19 points, the highest in the game, Jonas Latour with 17, Craw Cox with 16, and Miles Gursky with 15 among 9 scorers. Later on, the Red Leafs women's basketball hosted the Central Washington Wildcats at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 1 p.m., and SFU were bested by Central Washington 84-78 in overtime. The Wildcats were led by Asher Kai with 33 points, the highest in the game, Anali Coronado with 24, and Fiona Snasho with 11 among 6 scorers. The Red Leafs were led by Rachel Lukes with 28 points, Haley DeWell with 17, and Sophie Bergeron with 11 among 7 scorers. Meanwhile, the SFU softball resumed in the CSUSM West Coast Challenge at Rosetta Canyon Community Park in Lake Elsinore, California, against California State Monterey, where the first pitch was at 2:40, and the Red Leafs slaughtered the Otters 10-1, where SFU scored 10 runs in the bottom of second, highlighted by Cassidy Affelt's grand slam off Cal State Monterey's Caitlin Lee for the Red Leafs' first win in 2026, despite just a 7-5 hit advantage over the Otters in 5 innings. Today sees the SFU softball finishing up in the CSUSM West Coast Challenge as they confront Western New Mexico at Rosetta Canyon Community Park in Lake Elsinore, California, with the first pitch scheduled for 11:30 a.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's are first at 10-2 conference, 18-4 overall. Montana State Billings, second, 9-4 conference, 20-6 overall. Alaska Anchorage, third, 9-4 conference, 17-7 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 7-5 conference, 13-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, 5th, 7-6 conference, 12-8 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 6th, 6-7 conference, 11-11 overall. Central Washington, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 5-7 conference, 11-12 overall. Western Washington, 8th, 5-8 conference, 11-13 overall. Western Oregon, 7th, 3-9 conference, 8-13 overall. And Simon Fraser, last at 2-11 conference, 5-18 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Central Washington are first at 11-2 conference, 20-3 overall. Western Washington, second, 10-3 conference, 18-6 overall. St. Martin's, 3rd, 10-3 conference, 14-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 4th, 9-4 conference, 14-7 overall. Montana State Billings, 5th, 6-6 conference, 14-11 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 6-7 conference, 11-10 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 5-7 conference, 13-8 overall. Alaska Anchorage are 7th at 5-7 conference, 13-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, 8th, 3-9 conference, 6-15 overall. Simon Fraser, 9th, 3-10 conference, 8-16 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks are dead last at 0-12 conference, 0-20 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No conference games have been played as of yet. St. Martin's are first at 4-1. Central Washington are second at 3-1. Northwest Nazarene Third at 7-4, Western Washington. Fourth at 5-5, Western Oregon. Fifth at 3-6, Montana State Billings. Sixth at 2-6, and Simon Fraser last at 1-8.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of Episode 6 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, followed by a long feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up in the second half is Jane and Kyle, Many on Open Ground. The tune is Prairie Tunes.